All right. Let's hit our game status first. We've got four guys questionable. We got Hireman with a knee questionable, Shane Ray with a wrist ankle questionable, Adam Goss is ankle questionable, Emmanuel Sanders ankle questionable, and Pecco, just an illness questionable, but he should be fine for the ball game. Questions?
Did those guys all practice today?
Yes. Yes, except for Pecco. He went home. Okay. He's not feeling good. It's been 2 days now, so, but he'll be fine for the game. It's a stomach bug.
Coach, how do you feel about the play of Allen Barber at right tackle? Do you think that's where he'll be this
week? Well, we'll see. He's played better and better, you know, each week. You know, and it's tough when you don't work there a week and expect to play at a high level at right tackle. But last week he worked there a week and he played better from it.
Can you tell us kind of what happened yesterday? There were reports of just kind of dust-ups during practices. Anything out of the ordinary?
No, not really. Just guys competing, you know, and wanting to win. It was competitive yesterday for a Thanksgiving practice. You know, that was my first time experiencing that kind of practice on Thanksgiving. But that speaks to our guys wanting to win and how hard they've worked. You know, so it was fun to see, in my opinion. You know, guys competing for the ball and trying to make plays, and it gets heated sometimes. But that's okay. It's okay.
When you look at your defensive numbers, the one that jumps out is just the lack of takeaways. I know part of that's you've been trailing.
Sure, sure.
But is there something you can do to kind of jumpstart that? To create more opportunity?
Well, get a lead. You know, get a lead so we can rush the passer. When you're behind, it's hard to take the ball away because offenses are smart. They're running the football on first and second down and throwing quick passes or throwing outside breaking routes. So if we get a lead, we can rush the passer, we can cover, and we can take the ball away. But that being said, defensively, we have to continue to search the ball also, you know, and it causes fumbles. You know, so that goes with it also. But I think if we get into an even game or we get ahead, we can force more takeaways. And again, it's takeaways. Got to take it away.
Is it just the lead on the pass rush? It doesn't seem like it's been quite as much heat as we're accustomed to seeing it.
Well, I'll say this about that. You know, our best rusher is Von Miller, right? Everyone's going to chip Von Miller. You know, so that's where it starts. But again, on third downs, if we're ahead and they're getting five guys out, we have a chance to rush the passer. But everyone has a plan for Von Miller. I mean, he's our best rusher. We've moved Von around a lot this year, inside, outside, left, and right, to try to free Von up, and it's going to be the same plan this week to try to find a one-on-one for Von. So that's where it starts, you know, with Von getting chipped and rubbed every play.
How is Shane looking? He got his first sack.
Shane looks fine. You know, Shane plays very hard, so having Shane out there on rushdowns is also a good thing because he plays so hard. So if you slide into Von or you chip in Von, Shane gets a one-on-one on the backside, and he'll win more and more as we go along here.
How's Paxton responded to kind of being the guy this week?
Paxton's fine. He had a great week. He was very engaged. He threw the ball well, so I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
Anything else?
Thanks, Vance.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, okay? Coach. Thank you, guys.